Everyone, and we'd like to thank you for joining us this afternoon. Bruce Cook said this is a great day. You know, Bruce has been our able chair and of the Department of Human Resources, has done yeoman's job. When I told him last year I had a little job for him for a while, I don't think he understood what he was getting into, but I want to thank you very much, Bruce, for your hard work and all the board. Thank the board for being here. I've asked you to join me here today to introduce you to our new Commissioner of the Department of Human Resources, Beverly B.J. Walker. And I don't think I have to tell you all any more, but I will tell you once again that Mary and I sincerely believe from our hearts we've got a moral obligation to care for the children of this state. And that's one of the responsibilities of the Department of Human Resources, and we take that very seriously. We've got a special obligation, I believe, to take care of the children in state custody. And Mary's been working very hard in doing that. She had a great children's cabinet meeting this morning, bringing the various agencies together. And BJ, I look forward to your soon participation in those events as well. The Department of Human Resources has a central role, as you know, in caring for Georgia's children, along with other DHR responsibilities. To find a leader for this critical agency, I and the board, Bruce, Jim Lentz, set some very high criteria, and I must admit to you, Mary had a part in that as well. We were first looking for a proven leader, someone with a demonstrated ability to make decisions, to inspire confidence, and to demand the best efforts of those working under her. We needed someone with excellent management skills, specifically, a proven track record of managing change, because the department has significant challenges before it that will require transforming its culture and its operations. We needed a commissioner with strong expertise and experience in human services issues, including mental health issues. And most importantly, I wanted someone who met all those requirements and would bring, along with all those things, a passion for the job of protecting and caring for our children. After conducting an extensive nationwide search, various interviews with several people, it was clear that B.J. Walker was the person for the job. She has the experience. During her 32-year career, B.J. has held responsible state and local human resources and education positions in the state of Illinois, and most recently as Chief of Human Infrastructure for the City of Chicago. There, she was the mayor's top human services official in one of America's largest cities, responsible for promoting the well-being of Illinois' children and families, Chicago's children and families. She has the leadership. Commissioner Walker is a proven change agent. She managed a statewide human resources reform in Illinois under Governor Jim Edgar, and later managed the state's welfare reform efforts. And let me just tell you, she has the passion. In Illinois, Commissioner Walker is known as a hands-on leader, a results-oriented, results-expecting leader who spends a lot of time in the field with her team. She wants to work directly with the people who do the work. She's passionate about getting her people the right tools for the job, including using the best available technology. I need to tell you, BJ, the folks in our DFACs are already excited. I've heard about them this week, about the new tablet technology that we've given them, and several along the way have thanked us for that new technology. That, along with your leadership, will make a big difference. She's knowledgeable and committed to the best interest of children, not just as a professional, but as a foster parent herself. She knows firsthand the challenges that foster parents face as they steadfastly and selflessly give of themselves to love and care for the children entrusted to them, because B.J. Walker has been there. I have to tell you, though, she didn't come cheap. You need to understand that we had to ask the Braves to trade Greg Maddux for B.J. Walker. But I believe that, B.J., we made an all-star Cy Young pick for Georgia's children and families. Commissioner Walker will provide the strong leadership and the direction the Department of Human Resources needs to best serve the needs of Georgia families. Commissioner, Mary and I could not be happier to welcome you to Georgia and to your new duties. And I also want to publicly thank Maria Green, who served as acting commissioner since November of 2003. She stepped up to lead the department through this transition, and I appreciate her leadership and service during this time. Maria is with an ill family member and couldn't be with us today, but she's also done a wonderful job. Maria will now resume her prior position as director of the DHR Division of Aging. And again, I want to thank her for leading our DHR team through these last 6 months. But I mentioned one guy earlier who has really been a star, and that's Bruce Cook, who's provided leadership to the board in the various efforts of the reorganization of DFACS, beginning the reorganization of mental health delivery services. BJ, you know, you and I have talked about that's a challenge we have before us, and I know your commitment to get that done right. But once again, Bruce, we are just truly grateful to you for your dedicated volunteer service and the time commitment that you put in this job over the last 9 months, and I want to personally thank you for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am just delighted to introduce to you today Commissioner B.J. Walker.
Hello, Georgia. I can't tell you how pleased I am to accept the governor's invitation to serve in his administration. I look forward to living and working and struggling with you in Georgia on behalf of children and on behalf of the adults and the families in their lives who we need to be strong in order that our children are strong. One principle I believe in, I told my kids this, I matter, adults matter. And so my kids, when they were doing things that I didn't want them to do, I always told them, I'm going to do my job. Be clear on that. And I think that one of our jobs is to help adults understand whether those adults are parents, whether those adults are foster parents, whether those adults are adoptive parents, whether those adults are friends, neighbors, pastors, professionals working in the field. Help adults matter when it comes to kids. You'll hear me say that over and over again because I believe in it so much. So I just want to say thank you to the governor. I want to say thank you to Georgia for inviting me into your home, into your lives, and I will try in everything that I do to never, ever disappoint you. Thank you.